This was emergency funding, recognition that the HSE were failing families and children with complex and special needs across Donegal, and as a result provided emergency funding to third-party organisations to fill the gap. That money was supposed to be drawn down by December 2023 and made available to those families. Despite that, it never happened. And even of an election photo opportunity and press announcement with millions of euro to be allocated to Donegal, and fast forward another year and still the money didn't make its way to the organisations. I had to raise this 3 months ago, where the Taoiseach apologised and said that he would take action, make sure that the money flowed, and nothing still happened. So when I raised this again last Thursday, thankfully we have finally got it resolved. I understand that there have been emergency meetings as a result of this year. The ministers were involved. We've had just a meeting with the HSE and senior ministers this afternoon, and they've now confirmed to me that all of the money will make its way to all of the organisations, including the four that will operate in Donegal, that all of the money will now be made available on a multi-annual basis, which is something that they pulled back from, and also that the requirement that it's all spent by the end of the year is no longer there. So that's a good news story, but one that is really, really overdue. And as I said to them, this is cruel what happened, because there is children who are trying to walk, who are trying to talk, who need the supports, who need the therapies, and have gone without it for 2 years, and it's not acceptable.
And you're absolutely now guaranteed that money is going to be released, and released immediately, because in the initial phases it was announced, but as you said, the point of release of the money became the sticking point.
Look, I think, through my own efforts and others, I think we've really, really embarrassed them into a position where they have to release the money. We found out today that only 4 million of the 8 million was now going to be made available this year, which was one of the problems. Now we're told that all of the money will be made available, and it will be made available multi-annually. I have to just take the word of the HSE officials and the ministers, but there's one thing that they will know, is that if there is any delay in this money, I will be at their heels, and I will be making sure on behalf of children and families right across Donegal that this money is delivered. This is only a drop in the ocean of what is required. There are other organisations, as Padraig McLaughlin was raising there, the likes of iCare and Bluestacks Foundation, Caring Capital, and many others in Donegal that didn't get any of this funding, and there's a lot more that needs to be done. But at the very least, money that was promised needs to be delivered without delay.
At one point over the past number of months, you were being told that they would actually have to reapply and go back to the back of a queue to get the money. Now, that would seem to suggest there is something fundamentally wrong with the whole way the allocation and distribution of this money is structured. Do they need to have a very cold and clear look at the processes and the procedures in place?
Without a doubt. And, while some of this was tried to be painted up by, government and the HSE as communication issues, I really knocked that back. This is nothing to do with communication. This is basically abandoning children with additional needs and their families at their time of need. And in a way, as one of the parents talked about, using one of the children and their parents as a photo prop, as a prop in an election photo call, which was 2 days before the local elections. It's not acceptable, even though the money has been released and the organisations are now guaranteed that they will get all the money that they were promised, is subject that they can meet compliance, which would be normal. I'm still not going to let it rest. I have warned the minister today and the officials in the HSE that I now intend to put in a freedom of information request for all of the documentation to find out how this fiasco went on for 2 years and why parents and children in my county and indeed in other counties were left high and dry by this government and the HSE during that period. So I expect them to get that documentation in the next number of weeks, and we'll see what went on behind the scenes.